Love at First Sight by Barbara Cartland and read by Sarah Lambie for Saga Egmont.
Author's note. Arranged marriages for royalty and the English aristocracy were continued until after World War I. Queen Victoria arranged marriages for 24 of her relatives who married royal princes and grand dukes all over Europe. In the reign of King Edward VII, there was no question of a duke or nobleman's daughter choosing her own husband. Everything was arranged so that the girl was betrothed to the most important title, and the bridegroom received with her either land or money. It was only when chaperones ceased to exist in 1918 that debutantes were allowed to go to balls and parties with just a partner. When I came out in that year, my mother complained that there were no lobster suppers for chaperones. In fact, they were not invited. Most of the men who took me dancing had come out of the services and were too poor to offer one anything but dancing after dinner in one of the smart restaurants or nightclubs. It was then for the first time that girls could refuse to marry what previously had been the highest bidder and could follow their hearts.